the full-time whistle, and Dunamoyne have won their 12th Ulster Crown. And it has to be said, the Burn Round women battled really, really hard. They had a chance towards the end. It just wasn't to be, Davey.
No, it wasn't, and I suppose the two key elements of that game were the goal that they gave away in the first half, where it looks like Mo Donnell just didn't commit to it, and Cora Courtney nipped in and popped it over the bar. And then, obviously, in the last 6 or 7 minutes, when people were starting to tire, unfortunately, the young Gary McLaughlin was sent off, and they went down to 14 people. And against Dunamoyne, now that was always going to be difficult, and unfortunately, that seemed to be the difference in the end.
Yeah, and I suppose from a Terman point of view, similar to the Nivora point of view, you don't like getting beaten finals, but in a game where Terman, suppose, losing Shannon McLaughlin was huge.
Yeah, I think just, you know, the last 7 or 8 minutes when you get down to the nip and tuck of those games, it's important that everybody's there. But obviously they lost that girl, and as I said, Dunamoyne, the extra player, and they made that tell. They seemed to use the width of the pitch more during those last 7 or 8 minutes, and they were running at Dunamoyne, and they just struggled to contain them at that stage, Terman. Overall, you'd probably say that Dunamoyne maybe just slightly shaded, and the scoreboard probably just a point or two, and it's probably a fair enough reflection as well now. They were very strong all over now, and look, they've been here, this is their 16th occasion in a trot, they're here for a reason, and there they go again. So look, we'll see what happens now. They move on to the All-Ireland series, but I suppose from a Terman perspective, look, they'll be disappointed today, but we touched on it earlier, this is probably bonus territory for them anyway, and I'm quite sure Terman will not be too long before they're back here again either.
And Davey, just suppose on that, it's never nice to lose a final, but Sean O'Donnell and his side, suppose their first protocol this year was to get a county championship back to Terman. They did do that. They can hold their head high. And as we look at a number of new players that came in today, you look at Chelsea Gorman, a cornerback, Maeve McDade. You have the likes of Evelyn McGinley, Maya Alcorn, Lucy O'Flynn, who was on the panel in 2014 but started today. And you have Emer Alcorn there as well. Look, suppose Terman next year might get a couple of more girls back. That panel can only get stronger.
Yeah, you would think so, because, I mean, that's still a relatively young team. Aside from Mo there, I mean, I think the oldest player in that team is probably 27. So, look, there's plenty of football left in the older girls, and the young girls coming through there, there's some of them there as young as 16, 17, 18. And I think you touched on it earlier, there's two or three key players away, Therese McCafferty and Laura Gallagher, and a few others away travelling for the last year. So, look, if those girls are back, Terman are only going to get stronger. And I'd suggest, as I said, it'll not be that long maybe till they're back here again.
Well, it's the journey ends for Terman, and well, disappointment on both fronts this afternoon from a Donegal point of view. Defeat for Nivora in the junior. Terman have been defeated today in Killyclogher by, well, the Kingpins of Ulster ladies football. It's Dunamoyne who've claimed their 12th Ulster crown in so many years. And well, look, Davey, you have to commend a really good team.
Yeah, and whatever the secret is down there, whatever the recipe is in, down around Dunamoyne now, it's certainly working for them. They're continually turning out new players, younger players, and equally when you see people like Amanda Casey Finnegan there, back committed to it for another year, you know, after having her fourth child last year. I mean, it shows you the strength and depth that they have, and look, Dunamoyne are going to be about for a long, long time again. And yeah, look, congratulations today. I think they probably just shaded it, one of the better team on the day.
And look, suppose, David, we have to comment on Donegal ladies football at the minute. Suppose it's in a healthy position. You have two teams in an Ulster final, either or junior or senior, and that has to help the county as well.
Yeah, I would think so. I'm not sure if Maxie Curran's here today or not. But yeah, look, obviously, ladies football in Donegal has been in a high probably for the last 5 or 6 years after winning an Ulster title for the first time back in 2015, and then they've won the last three in the bounce, and that helps, you know, with the clubs and drives an interest and brings new players into the game. And I know they talk about the challenge of retention of ladies in all sports, but particularly in football, because it's, I suppose maybe there's an element of physicality in it. But look, two teams here today in the Ulster final, that looks good for Donegal football. So look, hopefully that'll continue, and we'll see what next year brings.